joining us on the program. New show.
Go ahead.
Crime Watch Daily with Chris Hansen. And Hansen versus Predator, the man that brought so many nefarious sons of bees to justice. Chris Hansen joins us on the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, there it is. There's the voice. We're great, man.
I've been catching up, catching up on your work all morning long. There are so many great compilations of To Catch a Predator moments on YouTube from people that are just trying to talk their way out of a situation, people that are just sitting there nude, people that just can't help themselves and eat the whole plate of cookies.
Yeah.
You have put yourself face to face with some of the worst humanity has had to offer.
Well, and we're doing it again, you know, in this latest Hansen versus Predator investigation that we air on Crime Watch Daily. You know, once again, all these years later, you know, we're still finding these guys. And, you know, imagine this, though. When we first started doing those investigations, we merely had decoys in chat rooms on AOL and Yahoo. Well, today, the entire landscape has changed. There are so many new social platforms on which kids can communicate and predators can try to communicate with them and seduce them.
Now, Chris Hansen, were you amazed as what a hit the show was when it was on, and then also the, like, I don't know if I call it a cult following that it has garnered? Because, I mean, like, Justin was sitting here watching, you know, YouTube compilations of it and stuff. But this is a heavy subject. But yet you kind of sit here and you laugh, you know, you're, like, amazed and you're kind of, like, chuckling. But it's really heavy. Were you, A, shocked at the beginning when it was a huge hit and the way it just still garners that cult following?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we'd do it two or three times and nobody would show up and we made our point and that would be it. And we'd do the fourth one and there'd be nothing but video of me, you know, taking a nap on the kitchen counter like the Maytag repairman. But, you know, this has gone on for years. And even, you know, when we took a break from filming, they continued to air in reruns and recuts around the world. And people still watch the original series and, you know, on YouTube. And now we've got the new, you know, Hansen versus Predator. So we've got new technology. We've got more places to look for these guys. And once again, in Fairfield, Connecticut, in 3.5 days, we had 11 men surface, ranging from a Boston insurance executive to a guy who was on the list to become a police officer in a small Connecticut community to a guy I had known from the commuter train. I mean, it was stunning.
Whoa.
And those are airing right now on Crime Watch Daily.
And I remember the genesis of all these projects was, I believe, a website. It was called Perverted Justice that you worked alongside.
Yes.
Do you still work alongside anybody from that website? Because they did what you brought to light nationally, which was pose as young people online trying to find these pedophiles, and then you took it to the next level. Are you still working with anybody from that Perverted Justice Foundation?
We work with a couple people who did some work with PJ. PJ is mostly disbanded. People have gone on to do different things.
Gotcha.
Del Harvey, for instance, who you saw both online as a decoy and posing as a, you know, young girl, in some cases a boy. She's now head of compliance for Twitter. So, you know, these people have gone on to do different things. But we've assembled a really solid team called TetraCore. And they work for us as decoys online, and they're all over the country. And you can look at their website, and they do really, really solid, good work.
Now, Chris Hansen joining us on the show discussing Hansen versus Predator. While this is incredible work that you're doing, you are still a man. You're a human being with a heart and thoughts and has to go to bed at night.
Right.
You are in front of some of, as I said at the beginning of this interview, some of the worst people mankind has to offer. How do you detox at the end of one of these? How do you compartmentalize? If I was in front of as many of these monsters as you are, that would rewire my brain. That would mess me up. How have you kept it from skewing you and shading your view on humanity as a whole?
Well, you know, as many guys out there as there are, it's still a, you know, small percentage of the population. And, you know, for every creep you take off the street, you know, you see a dedicated detective doing their job. I mean, whether it's the, you know, Hansen versus Predator franchise on Crime Watch Daily or, you know, Killer Instinct on ID, the show I have on Investigation Discovery, or any of the other investigations that we do on Crime Watch Daily. I mean, we're in the middle of crimes every day, whether it's the, you know, Anthony Weiner scandal, this latest thing with, you know, the 15-year-old girl, or whether it's, you know, the serial shooter in Phoenix, Arizona, or this crazy case that we have on today out of Las Vegas. You know, we're everywhere. And because we're in 208 markets across the country, those are 208 affiliates feeding us story ideas and tips every single day. So the breadth of this show is really quite amazing. But in terms of how I deal with it, you know, I've been a crime reporter for 34 years, you know, and I just, for whatever combination of reasons, I've never been burned out. I mean, every day is a new challenge. Every day is, you know, something interesting. And to have this show, you know, 5 days a week, an hour a day, I don't have time to get burned out. I don't have time to get too dark. I'm on to the next thing. Somebody said in the promotional tour earlier, said, is there anything that keeps you up at night? I said, yeah, getting 200 shows done in the first
season. Yeah, trying to get a show to come to fruition, not the fact that I'm staring across at monsters. Exactly. Again, we're talking to Chris Hansen, promoting a new show, Hansen vs. Predator.
Now, I don't even know if you know the answer to this question. I'm assuming you do, but what happens to all these guys? How far do you follow up with it? How far do you take it?
Well, we keep track of it. Yeah, for instance, in this latest investigation, out of the 11 guys, eight of them have already pleaded guilty, and I think six have already been sentenced.
Okay.
The sentences range from, you know, probation to 10 years in prison, suspended after serving two or three. So, you know, they're making a statement. In Fairfield, Connecticut. In the previous investigations, you know, everybody who was caught in an investigation where police and prosecutors had a parallel investigation, everybody was, you know, found guilty or pleaded no contest.
I mean, obviously, you've got them on crystal clear footage, you know what I mean? It's like the footage doesn't lie. Now, have you ever, you know, feel sorry for these guys in any kind of way, shape, or form? Their lives are over in that moment.
Yeah,
I mean, it's fascinating, Chris Hansen, because you're watching somebody's life come to an end. I mean, they'll still be physically breathing on this earth, but the life as they know it is coming, crumbling down before our eyes. It's over. They're caught. They're going to jail. They're plastered all over TV. Everybody knows them. It's you know, the whole thing. It's
the collateral damage too that's disturbing. I mean, what about the girlfriend, the wife, the fiance, the kids, these guys? You know, and it does you do feel sympathetic sometimes. You know, especially if it's a younger guy. We had a guy in this latest investigation who is, you know, barely 20 years old, a big guy, and he, you know, the chats were graphic. He had actually gone after two of our decoys, and he shows up, and we do the interview, and he breaks down. You know, it's clear that this kid needs, you know, some psychiatric help. Mm-hmm. And it turns more into a, you know, Dr. Phil moment than a Chris Hansen, you know, accusatory moment. And I just said, look, some guys are outside, and they're going to take you to get some help. And please, I'm begging you, get the help. So, yeah, in that case, you know, if it's a guy my age who walks in for a 12-year-old girl and he knows what he's doing, I can't feel sorry for that guy. You know,
Chris Hansen, you just brought up the issue of mental health, and maybe this is more of a philosophical question, because some of these people obviously need some mental health assistance in a locked facility. But do you, after doing this for so long, do you believe in evil, the concept that some people are just evil?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen crimes that just you can't explain it any other way, you know, evil and desperation. But I think as a society, we have not really come to grips with this issue. I mean, yeah, I think a third of these guys are heavy hitters. They need to be locked up forever, and they will reoffend no matter what. A third wouldn't be doing this without the internet, the addictive nature, the anonymity. Guys start saying things, you know, on the internet they wouldn't say to people in real life, and the 24/7 access, you know. And so then you have that category. Then I think you have the opportunists, the young guys who are socially inept and say, oh, she's, you know, 14, and in a couple of years it'll be legal and won't be a problem. So, and they, you know, they fall into this and convince themselves it's okay to do.
And the new show is Hansen versus Predator. Chris Hansen joining us on the show, Crime Watch Daily with Chris Hansen. Was there anybody that stuck with you, any case, any gentleman in particular that you've done countless ones and episodes? Was there any one person that stuck with you long after the police got involved or they went off? I think to the one guy that got busted twice within 24 hours that at one point you almost seemed to be speechless. Was there one for you that you had, it took a little longer to move past?
Well, I think it's about a 100-way tie for first, you know, but the one that always sticks out was one that occurred in Fort Myers, Florida, where a guy showed up to meet a 14-year-old boy, and he brought his 5-year-old son with him.
And I forgot about that dude.
It was just absolute silence in the house. And you got to remember that these guys have done a lot of different stories and investigations with me. I mean, they've been in brothels in Cambodia with hidden cameras where, you know, 5- and 6-year-old girls are being sold for sex. They've been with me in Africa. They've been with me in India undercover. I mean, these are tough guys.
Just left
and
silent.
Two of them were in tears watching this.
It's Chris Hansen at Chris Hansen on Twitter. It is Crime Watch Daily with Chris Hansen. You can catch it weekdays 1 p.m. My TV Baltimore. Thanks for joining us this morning, Chris. Fascinating, and continue to do good work, man.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.